in Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. We had heard, just to refresh our memories, Rav Huna had asked Akasha, how can a cheresh eat of a cotton be good? For lav b'nei deya ninu. It's lav b'nei deya. So Rav Huna had said, that's speaking about a god alemid al gaba. Omalei Rav Nachman elomeyata oivet keichovim be Yisrael oimid al gaba lochinamid bekosha. So goy should also be good. So weistachois, Rav Nachman only had a kasha according to Rav Huna. But if you wouldn't learn like Rav Huna, then Rav Nachman understood the difference between a goy and a cheresh eit bekot. So let us see Taisus. Ela meyat oivet kechovim v'Yisrael oimid al gaba perish. Bish loime v'loy oimid al gaba. If it's speaking about v'loy oimid al gaba, not the way Rav Huna said. So we can learn, we can understand everything. Niche. The kasova Rav Nachman, the ike hakeire, the kaisven lishmo al pi abal. It's not speaking about oimid al gabov, that someone is there, is coaxing them and teaching them b'shas maise. Speaking about it was tzivoy habal. And then they went and they wrote after the tzivoy habal. So it's called machshavtom nikeres mitoich maseim. That's a good understand. You tell a shaita to write a get for Berel to his wife Rochel, and he writes a get Berel for the wife Rochel, so that is sufficient. Machshavtom nikeres mitoich maseim, and that's enough for lishmo. Avo bo'ivet kechovim, leka keire de lishmo bo'ochi. But a goy will say a day to the nafshi kovid. That what he told him, and he writes, it's not machshavtai nikeres mitech maiso, because he's a bardas and can do one thing and think another thing. So without Rav Huna's akimte, Rav Nachman had a mahalach how to understand the barais and how to understand the Mishnah. But the kasha was, but if you're saying it's speaking about you hold machshavta in ikeres mitoich maseim is not sufficient. You need godol oimid al gabov. He's on top of them. And he's coaxing them and teaching them. So memele. So then he held. If you have godol oimid al gabov, afil oivid kechavim nami. So then a guy should also be lishmo. If he's telling him keseder and he's that he should write lishmo, then Rav Nachman held, then I wouldn't say that akum adaita denav shekovit. That was his kash. Elavadai. So he held vadai beloy godoloy medal gabov mairi. He says, if it's speaking about the baraisa, cannot be speaking about God Elohimed al Gabo, because Rav Nachman held, then it should be good. Then we wouldn't say, Akum Adaita Denav Shekodit. So the Barais is speaking about B'loy Elohimed al Gabo. Vim Kei, so, and the Barais says, a goy is no good, but Vaisa Secher Shait of a cotton is good. So according to you, according to Rav Huna, we can hold the Kushan Leduchno, the Laban Eidayanina. That means I understand everything perfectly. But you're putting down a Yisod that it's not sufficient. Machshavtom nikeres mitoich maiseyim of a tzivi abal. That's what you're saying. Now the Baraisa has to be speaking about that it wasn't God Olam El Agabu, because then God Akumo should also be good. So Memele, if it's not God Olam El Agabu, and Vafal Pikin, Vafka Akum is not good, and Acheresh Shaitu Kotn is good. So according to you, there's a problem. Alav Neidei, and that's Pshat and Taisvus. That's how the Maram Shik says Pshat and Taisvus. So the Gemara answered, Oivet Kirchovim, Afilu, it's Godel, Oime, Dal Gabov, but Akum Adaita, the Navshe Kovit. So what is Shasi, the Loshon of Rashi? Lidate de nafshi of it, the godulu, v'yesh by das. He's a godul and has das. Va'af al pi sheze oime loikein. Ah, you have a godul oime da gabov telling him he should write lishmo. Shemohu gama believe Lishemacha. You could tell him, you could coax him, but he can do what he wants to do. Hu gama believe Lishemacha. Let us see Taisvis. Ovid kechovim l'dayte de nafshe kovid. Taimalari. The beperik. Eima amazin. Boy Rabbi Yehuda mila lishmo. Rabbi Yehuda says mila has to be done lishmo lishem mitzvah. Bafila hochi ktani. Yimoel armoi. A goy could be mal. Bloy omar the l'dayte de nafshe kovid. And there we don't say the ledaite de namshika of it. So what is pshat? He says, here we say that even though it's oimed al gabo, we say a goy has a mind of his own, and we're chayish ledaite de namshika of it. And by mila also needs l'shem mitzvah, we're not chayish. V'oi mari, doho da omar de ledaite de namshika of it, that what the Gemara says, he's doing it l'dayta d'namshe, haynu sh'oyses tam. Gemara doesn't mean that he's doing beheper for someone else. No, there's no kavona lishmo, there's tam. V'gavi get, stam lav lishmo koi, by get, stam is not considered lishmo. Kedama bereish zvochim. Mishum de stam isha lav legerish and imedes. So if it was stam, elamile, so for stam it's no good. Elamile stam lishmo kaim. Kedama bezvochim stam lishmo kaim. So Taisvis has a pesanuma halach in the Gemara. That what the Gemara says, akum adaita de nafshik ovid, does not mean that it'll make it shaloi lishmo. It means he won't make it lishmo. Rashi says klo, not like that. Rashi says shemul gomar beliboy lishem acher. So according to Rashi, we'll have shver tais viskasha. So what do we do with the Gemara and Avei Dezore? The Mephoshim bring down a rosh in Huchis Sefer Torah, Beis Gimel. There the Rosh is speaking about Ibud Lishmo. The Eiris, and you have to be Mahabed them, you have to be Mahabed Lishem Kedusha Sefer Torah. Because of Harav Rav Baruch. So he brings from Rav Baruch, the Ma'akum Ma'abdoi, the Yisrael Oymed Al Gaboi, the Akum Ovid, I died to the Yisrael. So the guy will be doing a day to the Yisrael. Frekt der Rav Baruch, v'af al gav, de beksivis get omrinen akum adaite de nafshei ka'ovid. So memela, so why do I say here, adaite de Yisrael? De beget be'inan she yichtoiv kol teiref aget lishmo. There's a whole teiref. She me'ish ve'isha v'azmana et meteres l'chalodim. There's a whole chelik choshev of the get that has to be written lishma. V'zeh lo yasakum. The guy, he won't comply to make the whole Torah of lishma. Avol be'ibud lo'y binin avok sheyosim ho'er besit sheyoyme oz ani oysel l'shem sefer Torah. V'oz yase akum ledasa Yisrael oim lo yase kach. But by ibud, it's not a long, drawn-out affair. Ibud is just putting in the oil into sit, doing it l'shem kedusha sefer Torah. One pu'ula ktane o mehire, if you tell him to do it, he'll comply. Chiyotzi b'zeh motzino, so the Rosh Rabbeinu Baruch says, b'mile. Rav Yehuda boy mila lishmo, Rav Yehuda holds you need mila lishmo, v'avilochi yimol akum. So what's that kipshat? Even the beregen nasis vada yoyis al das ma she Yisrael oimalei. So the Rabbeinu Baruch from Taisus Kashe, he is mechadish this chilek, that there is a chilek, if it's a long drawn out pula, then we say akum adaita denav shekovit. His span of concentration is very short, but so for a short pula he'll do it, but More than that, Adaita de Nafshe called it. Let us see the Gemara further. Eisve lover Rav Nachman. The Kosav lo lishmo. This we learned already yesterday. Eistis Rav Nachman Edel Maise said that our Mishnah is going according to Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, there's no problems because all you need is chsima lishmo. So Roves Takash, it says in the Pasuk, v'kosav lo lishmo, my love, chsivas aged. So the Gemara says, loi chsimas eidim. Kosav is going under chsima of the eidim. That has to be lishmo. Eisve Roves. So Roves, another kasha to Rav Nachman. Kol get shenichtav sheloi lishum isha posel. We have a Mishnah further that says if it was not written Shaloi Lushomisha, it's possible. Now Stam Masnisin Rameya, and it says Kolget Shenichtav Shaloi Lushomisha Posel says you see Klal you need Ksiva Lishma also, not like Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says Eime Shenichtam Shaloi Lushomisha Posel Eisve. So there's another kash. We learned Kshu Kaisvai when he writes a chelik of the get ki ilu kaisvai lishmo. So it's like he's writing the whole get lishmo. Let us see Rashi. Kshu Kaisvai ki ilu kaisvai lishmo. Hochi mashme. Kshu Kaisev ktsosai lishmo. When he writes a chelik of the get lishma, ke ilu kaisvai kulay lishma, aba alma lishma beino. So it would seem you need lishma. So when you write a chelik, so it's like you like the whole thing. So what is pshat? My lab shu kaisvai le toiref lishma. When you write the Teiref Lishma, ki lukaisvay l'teifes Lishma. Aba al kaponim, it would seem you need ksiva Lishma. That's the Chiddush. A ksiva of a mitzvah helps on the whole thing. The Pnei Yeshua is Mevaya. What is Pshat? When you write the Teiref, so it's ki ilu, you write the Teifes Lishma. How does that work? So Pnei Yeshua says, Kivin shemitchila hayu koisvin ha-toyref, kshe koisiv acha kach ha-toyfes, mistoma al das rishaynehu koisiv. That means, even though he didn't say beferish lishma, but if the toyref was written lishma, and this was written first, this is the chatzi harishon of the get. So I say that the toyfes was written al das rishaynehu. So even though there was no kavone mefureshes of lishma on the teifes, but it's al das rishayne, there was a kavone mefureshes on the teiref, so it's kilo the teifes was nigma lishma also. About kaponim, you see, you need lishma by the ksive. So the Gemara says, loy, kshuhu chois mai lishma, when he chasmed his lishma, ki ilu kaisvoy lishma. What does Rashi say? We have to, let's see, Rashi's on the first command. My love shu kaisav l'teirev lishma ki ilu kaisvoy l'teifes lishma. L'teirev hu aike, so v'dikas lishma, so I say that the aldas rishayinu aise. Smo says, no, shu chasmei lishma, is ki'ilu kaisvay lishma. What does that mean? The Eitzer Mefarshi Talmud brings down from the Chazen Yecheskel. We had mentioned God yesterday, according to Rameya, v'kosav lo sefer krisus, lo should be lishma. Who is the right lishma? Those who make it a sefer. Who makes it a sefer? The Eidei Chasimim make it for a sefer. So the the Kosav Sefer should be Lishma, should be law. But it says they have to make law Sefer Krisus. I mean, it's not only a Sefer. They have to make the law that it was Nichtav. A Sefer Krisus has to be Lishma. Through the Echsime, it becomes not only a Sefer, it becomes a Sefer Krisus. So that's pshat in the Beraise. Through the Chsime Lishma, so it's Ki'ilu, that's the Gmar of the Sefer Krisus, so that's Ki'ilu, the Krisus Shabbai was also Nichtav Lishma. That's the Chiddush of the Beraise. That means they're making it a Sefer Krisus. So the Ksiva Lishma makes that the whole thing was Lishma, that the Sefer Krisus was Lishma. They're making it a Sefer Krisus. So the Sefer is Mitzad Ados Eidusom, and the Krisus is Mitzad Teire. So the Ksime makes it for a Sefer Krisus, so Ksilu was Nichtav Lishma. The Krisus was Nichtav Lishma. So it's no Raya that you need Ksiva Lishma. The boy you say me. Now, we hear the vial two mahalchim in the Mishnah. One mahalach we hear in the Mishnah is that one mahalach we had in the Mishnah was that if God only met al gabov. Second mahalach, and it's going according to Rabbi Lozo, and the God only met al gabov helps. The second mahalach in the Mishnah was, according to Rav Nachman, that it's going according to Ramei, and you don't need Bechlal Ksiva Lishma. V'boi Yisayma, Hani Masnisin Moni Rabbi Yehudi, no, I'm sorry. V'boi Yisayma, not on our Mishnah, on the two kashas we asked before. Called Getche Nichtav Shoel Shom Isha Posel. In Kshu Kaisvai, Kilu Kaisvai Lishmo, which it seems is going on the Ksiva, the boy is saying, Mahani Masnisimoni Rabbelezi, Domei de Messiri Kausi. But Ketlof Emfring, these two kashes, the two kashes are going take, according to Rameya, not Tamishna Rameya. It's going according to Rabbelezi. So therefore, take, so the Ksiva is an important factor in the Sius again. The Rav Yehuda says no kasha and Rav Nachman. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said a new mahalach. Vuhu sheshaya mokim atayref. Heis Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said that our Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Loz. We have a problem according to Rabbi Loz in Yitziva Lishmo. Vuhu sheshaya mokim atayref. The Chere Sheitev Akotin only wrote the Taifis. So the Taifis Shalei Lishmo is not kefelach. You don't need the teifes lishma. You need that the teiref should be written lishma. Vusheshay mokim atayref. Chinam arab chage mishmeidu lo vusheshay mokim atayref abelazei. Verab zrika omar rab yoichanin eino teiref. This is not an emesip shad. The Mishneh, mayinu teiref. Omer Abba, Kanadiyacho, She'ein Koyach Lishma Barameiri. If I care, the Mishnah is coming to tell us that you don't need Lishma, and that's why, Lechatchila, you can use a Cheru Shoyte. The Kod is going according to Rameir. Frag the Gemore, Omer Rabbe, Bar Bachonam, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Lezei. We had in the previous Mishnah, by Tolush, we had that there Rabbi Yechanan said that it's Shaya Mokim HaTorif, And only the Teifus was written by Mechuba. In Kaisman Teirev by Mechuba. So he learned the previous mission. It's going according to Rabbi Loza. And we're speaking about that you're Mishaya, the Teirev, or the Teirev is written by Mechuba. So Moim says, Amayroi Nino Balibe de Rabbi Yochanan. Let us see Rashi. Vusheshaya cheresh haitu vekot. Mokim ha-teiref, kosor ben dases ha-teiref. V'lo iboi luk, and v'shegod lo imed al-gabo, v'lo iluk meker ha-meyer. Yeah. Ein ha-teire, ein shaymin loch. Kan ha-diacho, v'mishneseinu, shezilzalu b'ksivas gitna ha-diacho, she'ein shum koyach lishmo b'ksive ela b'chasinu. אומר רבא בבא חונה לאל גבי קייסים מחובר רבא לזי אמרוי רבא בבא חונה ברבא זיריק זקטויס וסבוהו ששאי מוקים התוירת המאי דאג של אל בולב נהדה ינינו עושה לשנויי that you want to infer that שאי מוקים התוירת they did not write the תוירת and only the תוירת has to be written לשמו זאת המשנה ויתר הקל שיירן להובי יסגת חוץ מחרש, everyone is kosher to be a שליח להילוכה, חוץ מחרש, שייטה וקוטן וסומה ואויבית כחל. זוג תרעשי חוץ מחרש, שייטה וקוטן, בגמור המפורש לכולו. קיבל הקוטן, what happens if he became a שליח when he was a קוטן? והגדל, then he became a godel, and then he gave it over, and he was a godel. Cheresh, when he's pakach, or he became a shliach, when he was a cheresh, and then he became b'shas, mesiras, again, he was a pikeach. Sume, when he's patach, shayte, when he's tafe, oivet kechov, when he's gaya, posel. B'shas, the minui, he was alav b'ashliches, so it doesn't help that b'shas, mesiras, again, he was a bar shlichus, but the mini was made to a person who was a lav bar shlichus, so the mini is not a mini. Avo, pikeach, v'nischarish, v'chosu, v'nispakach. But what is the b'shas? The mini was a pikeach. Then he became a cherish. Then chosu, v'nispakach, and was given over when he was a pikeach. Pasuach, he was able to see, v'nistamat, and he became blind, v'chosu, v'nispatach. Shofa v'nishtafte v'chosu v'nishtafe kosher zeklau kosher tchilosoi v'soifoi b'das kosher. Let us see Rashi. Kibol hakotn mi'aba ba'al leilicha became a shliach leilocha v'higdel koydem shemoschei lo. So the Gemara says as follows: Bishlei mecheres shoyte v'kotn telav b'nei deyaninu. Oivet kechovim nami de lav bahateiru elasume amayloi. Now let us see Rashi. De lav b'nei deyaninu v'gabi shlichas ish be'ino v'loi kotten. De shlichas nafkalam v'ikru lahem ish sele be'sovois echod likeach l'kulam. Now, so Rashi seems to be saying that the Gemara understands why a cotton is no good. A cotton is not an ish. Now, but the Gemara doesn't say a cotton is not an ish. The Gemara says, lav b'nei deyaninu. And the Gemara seems to be saying that this is the reason for cheresh b'shoite. So Rashi seems to be saying, amir de kechidish, that ish is pshat, the taitch of an ish is a godel, who is a bardas. So everyone who is not a bardas is not called an ish. Rashi seems to be saying, Rashi says the miyat of shlichus is ish, because you need an ish to be a shliach. The Gemara says the chasorim is because the lav and eidei. So it would seem that's how Rashi learned. As she learned that ish means a godel, which is a bardas. So even is not a bardas, say because of katness, say because of chashis, or is a shaitan, is nismayat from ish. Kan shayel aben, we learned yesterday, Taisvis and Afrov Bezamet Bez, brings a gemara in Yevomitz. And Taisvi says, Taisvi means a Gemara in Yevomitz, that Acheresh v'charshes are posel l'chalitze v'sheinon b'nei kriye. Yeni kriye, de'ala b'nei kriye. V'kotn, mishum de'ish kosov b'parshe. So we have a Gemara in Yevomitz, that the Gemara seems that ish is only a mitan kotn. Not ish doesn't mean a bardas. Und verkehrt der Herrische, wo man meint, because sie nicht kriegen. So, noch höre, das ist ein Psychikol, Haore an Rashi. Rashi in die, an der Riff. Das ist ein bisschen more than Rashi. Rashi says, the love may day in inu, gabi shlichas ish binen, godel, veloy cotton, the love badeyu, who had in cherish vishoit. Rashi says, klar on the rift, like it's mashmath marashi that we mamayit cherish vishoit also famish. So the problem is, and the Gemara, from the Gemara in Yevomis, the Gemara in Yevomis doesn't seem like that. It seems not only al Rashi tlunay seinu, the Rambam perigimol alochet hezvav mehilchus Yibum says that a cheresh is not good for chalitza because he's allowed by das. So the Rav Magid asks already from the Gemara. You might say maybe that the Sefta Baisa is not like the Gemara. The meat is like a lot about das. But Kaponim, this is a Ha'ore on Arashi, Al Kaponim. There's another Ha'ore. Rashi is saying, the Gemara says lav pardeya. And Rashi is saying that, so that's a chesoron in shlichus. You have to be, a shlichus has to be a bardas. It says ish. So the chesoron is, he's a lav bar shlichus. So Rav Shloimeh Haiman asks Akasha, why don't we learn pashup shat? Since they're lav b'nei deya, so they can't make a ma'isa gerishin. You need das to make a ma'isa gerishin, just like the Gemara asked before. For lav b'nei deya, they can't be mechavon lishmo. Lav b'nei deya. So here, to make a chalois gerishin, the shliach has to be a bar das. Why didn't Rashi say that this is pshat in the Gemara? Rashi says, go on under a pshat. Let's say, they can't make gerishin. So Rav Shloimeh wants to say a beautiful vote, because let us see the second bove in the Mishnah. Kibol ha-kotn ve-higdu, cheresh ve-nispakach, sume ve-nispate, shoyte ve-nishtape, it's possible. Now over there, b'shas gerishin, the b'nei deye, v'afal pikein, it doesn't help. So al kochach and our Mishnah, you see that there's another psul by a cheresh oite v'kotn that is mayit from dinei shlichus. So the minui before is worthless because he was at b'shas minuya, he was alav bar shlichus. So therefore, Rashi had to say pshat in the Gemara that there's a miut that then is mayit from the parasha of shlichus. So therefore, kibbol ha-kotn, oba kibbol ha-shoyte, v'nishtafe is posel. So there he gets it, a psul is because the gerishin is done without us. Bishas gerishin is about us. So kochoch, there's a new miyut that is alav ba-shlichus. So I was mamana, a person who's alav ba-shlichus. Yeah. So the Gemara says, what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says, so I understand why cheresh oite v'kotn is no good, because love b'nei deya means it's a nismayit for mish. Akum, I understand the love barateiru. So what does Rashi say? Love barateiru. De'ein la'em kedushin. They don't have the concept of kedushin. Vein gitten neihagim bohem, so there's no concept of gitten. Ube midi de le nafshe le chose le motzi le mevetch lichus lachine. If I'm mufke from this chalois, So I can't create such, I can't make a chaleis gerushin. Because I'm a lav bar gerushin. So that's why a goy is also a possible. Let us see what Taisva says. Oy v'kechov nami, the lav bar ateiru, ava motzi lameima, mishim debinin shluchachem b'nei bris. Because Tzadik Muslim say by an Eved there's such a chesaron, even though an Eved is a ben bris. But there's a different chesaron, he's a lav bagerishin. It's not that the Gemara chapped on this chesaron. So by his choice, if you lav bagerishin, you can't become a shliach legarish. Rabbi Kibbeig wants to emphasize this kasha. As the Gemara could have said, there's another chesaron by Goy. He's a lav bar shliches. Ma'atem b'nei bris. Av shluchachem b'nei bris. Zogt Rabbi Kibbeig. That he brings a masses binyamin. The Magen Avraham brings a masses binyamin. Nilchus chometz. Nilchus Pesach. At that point, when Mamayit, a goy from Shlichis, is because you need Dum Yida'ate, Ma'atem B'nei Beritz, Av Shluchachem B'nei Beritz. So what is the Miyit? So the Master Binyamin says, the Miyit is that a goy cannot be a Shlich for Yid, because it's not Dum Yida'ate. But what about a goy for a goy? So Dum Yida'atem, the Shlich has to be similar to the Mishalach. So if the goy is not a ben bris, so the shlich also doesn't have to be a ben bris. As Isaac the Master is ben yomim. Hamaymer hamuska, but we have to know this is a moira de kekula, which is very, very much negeya when we sell chometz to a goy. When we sell chometz to a goy, there's a tremendous problem to make a maisa kinyan how the guy will be kind of the chometz. So we make a multitude of kinyonim. One of the kinyonim that we make is kinyon chotza. That means we rent out all the places, the rooms, the pantries, the cabinets where the chometz is in. And that we rent out. So this belongs to the guy. It's rented out to the guy. So now the guy is kind of the chometz with kinyon chotza. But there's a big problem. If chotzam mitam shlichus, ain't shlichus la'akum. So the Masas Binyamin, comes in very conveniently. And shlichus la'akum means that a goy can be a shliach for a yid, but a goy for a goy can't be a shliach. The chotzer of a goy could be a shliach for the goy. There's no problem. The chotzer, a cabinet, is part of it. He's not a yid, he's not a goy. So it could be, it's dum yida'ata. Al koponim, we have here a shitas masas binyamin, that a goy could be a shliach for a goy. There's a svar in poiskim, that a mumma also is called a lav ben bris, because he's kaifa ben bris teure, he's a lav ben bris. So, Rabbi Kiveger, Say Bazoi, we have a very good reason why the Gemara had mentioned Anuchas Sorim by Goy. That means the Mishnah says that a Goy can't be a Shliach. So Taisa says, let us say the reason is a Goy can't be a Shliach because Ein Shliachas La'akum. So he says, Ein Shliachas La'akum is because it's not Dum Yida'atem. Ma'atem B'nei Bris, Av Shluchachem B'nei Bris. So it can be. But what if the Meshalach is a Mumah? So then a goy could be a shliach for him. A mum is also not considered a ben bris. So a goy could be, according to the Masas Binyamin, there's no miyat of goy. You have to be dum yid to the mishalach. That's the whole miyat. So memele, so the Rabbi Kiveger tainis, that a goy could be a shliach for a mumma. But there's a nuchasor. He's a lavatar who's getting the kedushin. So that's why the Gemara mentioned over here, a goy, the Mishnah says, stam, a goy can't be a shliach. So the Gemara to say, well, he can't say, stam, a shliach is la'akum. because a guy could be a shliach for a mumma. So the Gemara says, but there's another chesal. He's allowed the Torah's getting the kedushin. So that's good. El asume amayloi. But what's with asume? So everything we understand in the Mishnah is a miyut of ish, is a miyut of lavatar is getting the kedushin. El asume amayloi. Amar av sheishes lafish eini yedeya mi minoitloi ule minoisloi. He doesn't know who's giving him the get. He doesn't know who he's giving it to. He's a sume, some a mele, so he's not capable to be a shliach. A shliach has to know what he's doing. If he doesn't know it, he doesn't know if the baal is giving him the get, if he's giving a get to the isha, who knows? He's blind never. Some a mele, so that's a chasoron and a shliach. Maskiv lo Rav Yosef, haich sume muta bishtoi, haich neyodem utomene shesem belaylo. So why should you say that Asume does not know who's giving him the get? He knows, sure he knows who's giving him the get. Betvi yisayne de kola. Zot Rashi. There's no Rashi. Let us see Tosfos. Mimi noitla yola mi noisna. Mikan mashme, the tzor sheyake hashlich shezeo abal bezuhi yishtoi. He says, Weistois, that's one of the important ideas that the shlich has to know. And that's why Asuma, the Gemara held, does not know this. Vishema yeshlachalik, the dafke sume sheyochala toise, vishlocha sheyso shema yatuhu. That means, could be this chasoran is a person who can see, so could be that it's not necessary for him to know exactly that this is the husband and this is the wife. Since it's bekoichoi to find out and to know, and you can't pull the wool over his eyes, so that is sufficient. You don't need more than that, but you need al kaponim that. The Gemara al dasume yikadeh, he's mamish oblivious to all these inyonim. So Mamela, that's why he's posel shlichus. I just like to be Messiah with a story I once heard. It was a true story. It was once a rav that a husband and wife came together. They asked, "You should write a get." He's writing a get. Then all of a sudden, something struck him. He was writing gittin for many, many years. And by every ksivus I get, there always is fighting and insulting and everything. It's mamish. That's the normal procedure by a get. And here, they're so able one to another. Something is fishy over here. So he called in the woman privately. And he said, "If you don't tell me the truth, I'm going to give you a klola. And I'm not mekana you what's going to happen to you after the klola." Well, she taka got scared. And she was made that she was the sister of this husband. It seems the wife did not want to be mekabel a get. He wanted to get married, and he had have proof that he gave his wife a get, so his sister obliged to come to this rov, who didn't know both of them, and she said she was the wife, so he'd be able to get married. But that's pshad, if you're not blind, you can figure it out. But the Gemara held a blind person, he can pull the wool over his eyes. And Rav Yosef said no, that a blind person is also, it could be makir, but he is ain't the color.